marking National Blueberry Month, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. July 4th has come and gone, but the blueberry industry is reminding us to keep celebrating the blue in red, white, and blue. Casey Cronquist is president of the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council.
We take full advantage of celebrating blueberries in July. It's a natural peak period for production. But that being said, it also helps anchor opportunities for us to wave the blueberry flag with consumers. It's a great patriotic holiday month for us to be able to highlight red, white, and blueberries. So we have spent a lot of time helping to communicate with consumers and within the industry just how valuable these blueberries are to consumers and obviously to the economy at whole. And so just how much of an economic driver it is.
Here's the green side of the blueberry industry. Between domestic and imported production, it's a $9 billion impact on the economy. It supports more than 60,000 full-time equivalent jobs in the U.S. and generates $277 million in taxes paid by businesses within the industry. All that for what Cronquist calls a healthy treat any time of the day.
We do really well in the morning, but blueberries are so snackable. We're encouraging consumers to think of blueberries as just that snack alternative that helps continue to build that healthy lifestyle and tastes great too.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.